wishes. Once there was a woodcutter. Every day he would go deep into the woods to cut wood. He would sell it for firewood for his neighbors. It was a hard life. He would chop, chop, chop all day long, and then haul the wood back to his house. One day, the woodcutter was out there working, chop, 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 when he heard something. Help! He stopped to listen. Oh, he said, it must have been a bird in the tree. And he went back to work. Chop, chop, chop. Help me, help me. Huh, he said, I know I heard something. He looked around and looked up in the trees and he said, oh, maybe it was those two branches rubbing together. And he went back to work. Chop, chop, chop. Help me, please. Help me, please. The woodcutter put his axe down. He knew there was someone in trouble, so he went to look. At the edge of a clearing, he found a stump that was almost as high as his chest, and it was hollow inside. When he looked down in it, he saw a little man. This little man was only as high as his knee, and had a pointed hat on his head, and pointed shoes with bells on the end. He wasn't sure exactly what it was, but he knew it was some kind of magical creature. The woodcutter looked down in the stump and said, looks like you're in trouble. Yes, I've been stuck in this stump for 3 days. I haven't had anything to eat. I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, and I'm tired. Well, I'd help you out, but I'm a little afraid that you'll do something to trick me, because I know your type. They trick people. Oh, no, I need to get out. I need to go home. Please let me out. Well, I don't know. You might trick me. No, I won't trick you. In fact, if you help me out, I will give you 3 wishes.
3 wishes, said the woodcutter.
And they're guaranteed? Guaranteed.
Oh, and no tricks?
No tricks.
All right.
And the woodcutter reached in his hand, pulled the man out of the stump, put him down on the ground. The little man ran off into the woods, but just before he disappeared, he said, now remember, the next 3 times that you or your wife says, I wish, it'll come true.
Oh, that's wonderful, said the woodcutter.
Well, he went back to where he'd been cutting wood, and he picked up his axe and put it on his shoulder, and he started to walk home. It was lunchtime anyway, and he was mighty hungry. When he got home, well, there was his wife. She had had a rough morning. The baby'd been crying, the washing machine overflowed, all kinds of things happened. And she didn't have any lunch ready for him. Oh, said the woodcutter, oh, I'm mighty hungry. I sure wish I had a sausage. Bing! There was a flash of light. And a big, beautiful sausage appeared on the dining room table. The woodcutter's wife looked at that and said, where did that come from? Oh, said the woodcutter, I'm sorry. I said I wish, and that's what happens when you say that. You see, I met this little man in the woods, and he told his wife the whole story. And his wife started to get mad. You mean you have 3 wishes and you wasted one of them on 1 stinking sausage? We could have had a whole sausage factory. We could have had anything we want. I'm so mad I wish that sausage was stuck on the end of your nose. Bing! A flash of light and a sausage jumped off the table and stuck to the end of the man's nose.
Oh, no, he said.
Oh, no, said his wife. Well, they looked at that sausage, and then his wife got a knife and tried to cut it off, but it was just like cutting his nose.
Oh, ow, said the man. Don't do that. Well, they tried to pull it off, but it was just like pulling his nose. Don't do that. Don't do that, said the man. Then the wife stood back and looked at it and said, you know, if we were terribly rich, it wouldn't matter too much that you had a nose that looked like a sausage. The man felt his nose, and he looked at it cross-eyed, and then he said, I know what I have to do. And he said, I wish this sausage was gone. Bing! And a flash of light, and the sausage disappeared. The man went to the refrigerator, got out the peanut butter, and got some bread. Spread the peanut butter on the bread, put them together, picked up his axe, and walked back out to the woods. There he sat down on a rock and ate his sandwich and hoped for the rest of his life that he'd find that little man again. And that's the story of the three wishes.